not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday. I'm up here in the heart of Edmond, Oklahoma, and I'm not going to lie to you. Just as I was across the river bridge, what is that, 10 whatever deal is, they're going over towards 101, 108, I ran into some rain. It was raining over there. What the heck? They always get rain when they get past Weatherford. Anyway, ran into some rain on the way up here. But I am at the folk right here in the heart of Edmond. And it's a pretty nice setup with the high tunnels and got an outside vegetable garden. But we'll get into more of that. OSU Engineering Department's got a project going on here with Mr. Steve Hill, the owner of the farms here. But there's a lot more to this project than I knew. And we're going to have another guest come on here who's the project director for HONA, which is Healthy Oklahomans Nutrition Alliance. You're going to love it. He'll come on later on in the show. So anyway, hope everybody can hear me okay. Bear with me because you know how I am with mobile stuff here. But let's check some temperatures in western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle. It is 93 here, but it is humid. I am sweating like a stuck hog eating donuts in a donut shop. But anyway, it's like, holy moly, I'm hot. Anyway, let's see. Who is the hottest spot? Hobart? No, Mangum. 99 degrees right now. 98 at Hollis, 96 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon. He'll be bringing on his best game Saturday in the Quail Forever tournament. Anyway, 97 degrees at Arnett, 93 at Slapout, over there to the east a little bit. Kingfisher, Fairview, you guys are all 98, 95, 97. Let's see what's happening out here in the Texas Panhandle. Ooh, 100 degrees at Miami. 100 degrees at Childress, 99 at, Wellington, 97 Odell, and Lipscomb, you are 96 degrees. So, anyway, okay, I didn't bring it up because I've had too much going on here that I'm going to right now, so bear with me here just a second. I'm making sure my, everything's good there. Wrong. There we go. Here we go. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Corn and soybean futures were modestly lower in overnight trading as rainfall in the northern and central Midwest offset concerns about extremely hot weather in the south. Whatever. Rain fell in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois throughout the week, and more precipitation is expected. More showers and storms are expected today in parts of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, southwestern Ohio, according to the National Weather Service. Iowa is free of drought conditions, and less than 3% of Illinois is seeing abnormally dry weather, according to the new drought monitor that came out yesterday. Underpinning prices, however, are concerns about the severity and frequency of thunderstorms that have rolled through parts of the Midwest in the recent days. Now they're worried about it. Price boys, the paper pushers, are worried about it. They weren't worried about that 1.5 million acres that got flooded, but a few showers, now they're doing something to mess with the prices. You know how it works. More severe weather, including intense downpours and flash flooding, is possible with today's storms, according to the agency. Many of the locations have seen recent heavy rainfall, given repeated rounds of organized storm passing through, leading to wetter conditions more sensitive to additional rainfall. Corn futures for December delivery fell 1.25 cents to 398.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for November delivery lost 2.75 cents to 10.19¾ a bushel. Soy meal gained 60 cents to 316.30 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.34 cents to 41.98 a pound. Wheat futures for September delivery gained 2.75 cents to 5.30 a bushel, while Kansas City futures rose 1.75 cents to 5.50¾ cents a bushel. Ethanol output surged to a record high in the week that ended July 26, according to the EIA, which is the Energy Information Administration. Production of the corn-based biofuel improved to an average of 1.109 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.09 the previous week. Midwest went from 1.03 million a week earlier to 1.04. So anyway, a lot of ethanol being, to see what the inventories are. Ethanol inventories in the week that through July 26 increased to 23.973 million barrels, the government said. That's up from 23.7 a week earlier, and that's the highest level of stockpiles since the week ended May 17th. Flood warning and watches have been issued for parts of Iowa. Where else? Parts of Illinois. Anyway, but back here in the real world, in the Delta, in the Midwest, and in the Plains, heat warnings and advisories will again take effect today, and they are in effect right now for most of western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. It's just hot. And thank goodness Mr. Hill, he has some redneck ingenuity in him like I do. We got this shade cloth over the back of my wife's pickup so the computers and all that stuff wouldn't get hot. We got ropes running every which direction, and Kendrell's over there finding him a shade spot. And so, oh, she's hot out here. All right, let's check out the, I got the grain prices right here. Let's do the Lipscomb dealerships ag market update. Right now, September corn, 381, down one. December, 398, down 1.25. Soybeans for August, 1025, down 3.5. September is 1015, up, let's call it a half. Swoop, it just changed on me. Soybean meal for August, 355.80, up 170. September, 329.50, up 220. I don't have a mouse out here in the field, so bear with me. I'm using my fingers. Soybean oil for August, 42.30, down 1. September, 42.49. Down 77. Hard red winter wheat, September 556, up 7.75. December's 572, up 6.75. Let's see what the Cotton King Bank's looking like today. Cotton, October 67.24, down 74. Oil out of West Texas, September 77.21, down 70 cents. See what natural gas is doing. September's 203, it's down 0.005. Man, it doesn't look good. The Dow and S&P and the NASDAQ are all deeply in the red. Now, what do we got going here for cattle? August cattle, live cattle, 185.47, down 165. October, 184.17, down 250. Feeder cattle for August, 253.52. Down 372, September 252.02, down 507. Lean hogs for August. Oh, I think this is one of the few things in the green today is lean hogs. August is 92.80, up 52 cents. So, anyway, I want everybody to pray and put good thoughts out for the Breeze family. Cattle buyer and trader and horseman, Mr. Rusty, and just a good guy. Rusty Breeze passed away yesterday, so condolences going out to the family. I got to stop by there and say hi to everybody. And Rusty was just one of my favorite guys there in the heart of Beckman County. He was always positive when you talk to him. See him at the sale barn, and we always giving each other crap. So anyway, send out some prayers for the Breeze family. Mr. Rusty passed away yesterday afternoon, shortly after my show yesterday. So, anyway, he's going to be deeply missed, and Love you, Rusty. Hope things are better up above us. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a, what is today, Thursday? Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. So we're going to take a break, and I'm sorry I'm not live on Facebook, but we are live right here on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX up at Woodward. And we, if you get out of radio range, you can get on our website, KECOFM.com. I'm live there. And Paragon Communication app on your phone. It's free. Download it. Use it. You can get Paragon TV on there and stuff and watch all your favorite local high school football, basketball, whole nine yards going on there. So anyway, all right, we're going to go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When I come back, I'm going to have Mr. Steve Hill on. We're going to talk about what he's got going on here and this little project. He showed me something right before the show a while ago that's going to, if you guys got bindweed in your fields, don't go nowhere because me and Steve are going to cover that right off the bat. It's very interesting. I thought alfalfa roots went deep, but bindweed's got them beat. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up the long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Holbrook Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Holbrook, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Holbrook Farm and Garden.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 29th. 678 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 318 brought 402, 8 at 577 brought 294, 11 at 632 brought 268, 9 at 702 brought 258, 3 at 745 brought 261, 13 at 1005 brought 234, 20 at 1014 brought 231, 6 head of heifers at 593 brought 268, 11 at 594 brought 256, 16 at 701 brought 256. 5 at 717 brought 235. 4 at 883 brought 224. 13 at 990 brought 219. 3 at 1010 brought 206. Butcher cows were 123 to 158. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 179. Bred cows were 2075 to 2175. Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hope I got the sound right. It looks right. Anyway, hope I ain't too loud out there. It's a little different out here in the studio. But anyway, here is your ag weather update for out in Texas Panhandle. Canadian Texas, you're at 100. Heat index at 103. Humidity 31. Dew point 64. The winds are out of the south at 2 miles an hour. Kind of breezy here. Peak wind gusts today, 27 miles an hour. Let's see, month-to-date precipitation, yep, you guessed it, zero. It is the first day of the month. And the red flag minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 89 degrees. Well, joining me out here in his studio is Mr. Steve Hill with Focus Farms here. Him and his son are actually the ones that built the high tunnel at my place. And I feel like I'm in hog heaven over here. There used to be nine. There's only eight of these high tunnels right here. I could throw a rock to all of them right here. There's a big garden going on outside. There's a big hole over here to the side of this one. Mr. Hill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And I feel like if it was cooler, I'd stay here all day. When did you start these vegetable farms?
We bought this property in 06 and started farming in 09.
I got you.
This was a horse operation, and we converted about 3 acres, a little 3 acres, to a farm, to a garden.
And you're still a horseman, aren't you?
At heart.
We
had put one down the other day, our last one, so we don't have any animals at this point.
I got you. All except for Andrew.
Yeah, it's all but Andrew.
So, anyway, Andrew, Steve's son, is the son-in-law of Mr. Russ Rundle out there at Elk City. So, anyway, this is how this is all come about. Met Andrew at Quail Forever Banquet. It's been a while back, and he was in the Marines. So what made you go from horses to a vegetable garden?
Well, this was the only thing that we could probably grow at this point here. So we started in 09. We started our first house. We started farming in 09. We put up our first high tunnel in 2010.
Okay.
Then we put up our second one in 2011. And then when we saw what those crops can do, when you just give it a little bit of protection, oh my gosh, the cave or the door, here we go. We built two more. I wound up with 9,000. But if it's going to help a little bit here, a whole lot, we'll do a whole lot more. So we started using these high tunnels exclusively. We still had outside garden, but the crops that we grew inside were so much better. And so that's what brings this project on. We're trying to give the hoop house a little bit more extension.
Climate control.
Correct.
Okay, so we're standing, we're 50 feet away from this hole. Before we talked about what you're doing with geothermal, you and OSU, you showed me something right before the show.
Bindweed was an issue that we tried to avoid as many chemicals as we can, so we never did eradicate or try to stop your bindweed, but they always told us it would be very difficult. So I got a couple of places on the farm that I tried to spot spray, was not real effective with it. But we're putting in this geothermal. We're down. There's a bindweed growing 8 feet underground coming out of that rock.
Yeah, it's shale. This ain't no different Western Oklahoma. This is red shale right here.
So that was just surprising.
I'm looking at bindweed growing right out of the side of that cliff over there. But anyway, they dug that down. And once you open it to the air, a root from up above just branched off, and here it comes.
And I'm not sure how you get rid of bindweed.
No, people told me, you know, you've got to kill the ground, but when you kill the ground, it's useless for 5 years. And there's some recipes out there with chemicals. I told you that I used some dicamba and Roundup last year, and it worked really good for about 6 months, and then here it came again.
How do you kill the ground, basically?
You don't.
So, but it was just a revelation to me, like how awful that tumbleweed is.
So, laying in the bottom, I don't know whether you call this a loop and a half or a double loop of eight inch white PVC. Tell us what you're doing with that pipe in the engineering department. Who is the doctor from
Dr. Fraser from OSU is our engineer on this project. He's going with us, and also Dr. Campbell. He's going to be doing the back seat on this. We have Steve Upham with the Noble Foundation, or Noble Research Institute. He's going to be doing helping grow plants or suggest plants, and then Kentrell and his group is going to be taking the farm over. And they'll be growing different things out of this tunnel. But what we're doing, we're trying to take the air that's inside the house, we're throwing it underneath the ground, at 10 feet underground, the temperature is 58 degrees. Okay, so we're trying to bring air from the top, circulated 280 feet of pipe that we need to have.
That's total pipe, 280 feet.
That's what we need to have it to get that. Temperature back in the house. Okay, yeah, a little bit more than that.
Okay.
But it's we're going to run it through the, we have three runs. It comes in from the south end, goes north, goes back south, and then back north. The length of the house. It's a 96-foot tunnel.
Yeah.
So we're coming back in the house with it, circulate there, do the same thing over and over. We're going to be taking, the volume is going to be slow. You just push air. Hopefully, we're going to knock the edge off the temperature, extend the season even more. A tunnel by itself can give you 45 days of extended season, according to the, what they say.
So what are we talking, November late and then early March or late February start?
Well, you could, and I think the biggest thing for the buck in my little pea brain is going to say that the wintertime is going to be the most effective we can fight that.
With the thermal.
Okay. The summer is going to be, it's going to be hot in the house regardless. And so we bring 58 degrees inside the house, and it's already 115.
Just going to knock the edge off of it.
So I'm not sure how we fight the summer real effectively, but the wintertime, I think we're going to do a very good job.
Yeah. I got you. And that's important because you can... We can handle the heat. We might not say it, because him and I are sitting here with our hands in there holding the shade up while we're talking on the radio. But, hey, it's a last-minute deal. But I'll send you guys a picture of this. Hey, can you take a picture of us? This is awesome. Anyway, we like to have some fun out here. Well, you said it earlier, is these high tunnels, I'm still amazed of what I'm growing in the high tunnel.
Right.
Am I a good gardener? I think I'm a good gardener. Am I a great one? I am now. Because there's been a few people out there who looked at it, and you know, the NRCS was out last week checking it out, and because they helped out with the high tunnel and stuff like that. But I've never grown five and a half, six foot tall pepper plants. And I mean, these things are eye level. They might not be 6 foot, but 5 to 5.5 foot. My tomatoes, I got determinants, and, you know, one time they make and they're done. Well, I'm finding out different. I started making tomatoes 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, and they're still blooming.
Right.
So have they slowed down? Yes, they've slowed down.
I would bet that your pepper plant is a third of the size bigger than what you grew outside. I bet they're thicker walls, because that's what mine were here.
Right.
That's what really... Just gave me a shot in the arm to say, my doctor, to help this. What can it do for everything else?
And everybody's saying, all right, enough about vegetables. But no, really, I think COVID woke up a lot of people, the pandemic did, and they're wanting to grow stuff at home. Because I think the only thing we can't grow on the high tunnel is toilet paper. And so, anyway, but when you're depending on somebody else for your food source, you know, we got our own beef out there. Like we had our own vegetables, put them up in the winter. Do I want to grow vegetables year around? Not this year. I got too much else going on besides the high tunnel. But this geothermal deal. I just think geothermal is really cool. And but not only I'm looking forward to see how this really works, because not only would this work for a high tunnel, you and I talked about it before, why can't you do a barn out there, work on your stuff during the winter and not freeze, you know, not have to burn a rick of wood a day to keep your barn stuff.
And again, this is going to be where OSU comes into play, because we're going to monitor this over time, and we're going to have, and it may be a 2 or 3 year project of monitoring the temperature of whatever the season's given us, how more effective we are in the house. So we don't know how good we are until later,
right?
And but I'm convinced it will be.
Well, I got a response from SugarDaddy.com. That's one of my favorite farmers out there. He said, no-till farming, spraying 2,4-D, Banvil, and Ally will eventually take it out. Plowing just makes it better.
Right.
There you go. So there's I'm shocked. I'm going to take a picture of that before I leave. And, I mean, I've seen alfalfa roots 10, 12 foot down. If they go through there digging a hole for a water line or something like that, this is a big old cavity hole, and there's fine weed growing out of about every inch of that thing over there. But what if you guys are just joining me, I'm at the Focus Farm right in the we're in the heart of Edmond, aren't we?
We're in the heart of it.
We're right in the heart of Edmond, and it's a big vegetable farm here, and it's a dream for some people like me. But it's there's 8 high tunnels here. There was 9. The first one they've taken it down, and we're gonna go ahead. What time is it? Let's see here. Yeah, we'll take this break. Steve Hill, the owner of it, here. We're gonna come back in a minute and just talk a little bit about some more vegetables, and then I've got Kentrell Broom coming on. He's the project director for the people I announced earlier. The Healthy Hona is what it is. I thought they said Homa first, but it's Hona. Anyway, Healthy Oklahoman Nutrition Alliance. And anyway, we've got a lot more to talk about, and it's fun. So we're going to go ahead, if I can get my computer to talk to me here. We're going to take the Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, we'll have more to talk about up here. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough. Oilfield companies, they need it as long as we give them a fair price. Hey, let's go. Farmers, they're pretty tough because it's a hard world in the farmer market. It's tough. They're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils, you know, windshield washers, all your shop towels, hand wash stuff, you know, any type of stuff like that. Anything for like a maintenance shop or something like that where you're doing maintenance work. Just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. And if we don't have it there, we're going to get it for you somehow or another. And it's not going to take 2 weeks to get it. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Red. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an Easy Haul Hay Trailer from Everett Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure to check out their ads in the Penny News.
Alignment is very important. I mean, it causes the wear on your tires. So if you just let it go, the tires, instead of saying 60,000 miles, will only last 30,000 or 40,000. It's called tow. It's where the tires are pigeon towed. They're turned in, they're turned out. One way, one way, one way, the other. We always shake down the front end to make sure there's no loose parts, because our roads are so nice and smooth out here. That they do get some parts that wear out a little quicker. Uneven wear, edge wear, and shaking. Rough roads, potholes, constructions, and riding in the country. It all is tough on your vehicle. We have a gentleman who's been here nearly 11 years. Very knowledgeable, knows what's going on. We probably average 5 alignments a day. Something that honestly needs to probably be done every year. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I had that a little loud. Here we go. Get back down to normal here. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I picked Big County Feeding, Oklahoma. 98, feels like 104, dew point 69, humidity 39. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, not very good, 0.3. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms today with 104 as a high. Tonight, 73 for a low, and we have 20% chance. Clark, Silverado Pickup Studio. It's Mr. Steve Hill.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds and Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-posts, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Erie.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drop down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least two hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farm and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton gin fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey everyone, this is J.J. Quibido, No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about it. Lost signal on all three phones in the middle of Edmond, Oklahoma. So anyway, we're back, and here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I'm picking Elk City today. I never picked Elk City. So anyway, right now it feels like 101. It feels like 105. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 66. Humidity 32. The winds are out southwest at 13. With wind gusts up to 18. 105 today. Looks like we're going to get there. 74 tonight and 102 tomorrow with northeast east winds. And appreciate everybody texting me because I don't sound like I was on there. So anyway, joining me right now. See if I mess this up. Kentrell Broom, he's the project director for HONA, the Healthy Olympians, Oklahoma's Nutrition Alliance. Welcome to my show for the first time.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. Dude, you look hot out there in those high tunnels a while ago.
It's very hot, that's for sure. Definitely 20 degrees in that joke.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, tell us about what HONA is.
Basically, we try to help out farmers and ranchers through education and training to try to get them grants and into a place to be able to receive grants. Like out here right now, we're trying to establish a training center so that when you try to apply for the NRCS, that you have to have a 2 year of training before you can apply. And so you'll come out here and come up with the training.
Right. And what's that training consist of?
Basic farming.
Right.
Growing, watering, feeding, picking, harvesting, all of it.
Oh,
hoop house repair, a whole lot of that.
Right. Yeah, when you get into your owner hoop houses, because what's the newest one you got here, Steve? Okay. 06. So anyway, so far I've had mine not a whole year yet, but it's 16, and the newest one's 16. I haven't had any repairs, but my neighbors out there north of Weatherford at Mass Farms, they had the tornado come through there, and they got, I think, one hole I heard from a hailstone.
It's not bad at all.
So 2 years, how much time? Is it like a once-a-week deal, once-a-month deal? Or
From my understanding, it is basically an hour type deal. I don't know the exact hours, but I guess you're supposed to stand out for the 2 years.
Right.
You've got 2 years to do this, so many hours. That comes out.
Right.
But like they also, you know, go out, I go to conferences and stuff, try to learn all the newest, innovative,
greatest.
Yeah, the newest, greatest things that are going on in ag.
Well,
and also, you know, all the things with trying to get the money to help people out.
Right. Is you guys are based out of, what did you tell me, Broken Arrow?
Yes, sir.
Broken Arrow, anyway, so they're, so you guys have taken over basically operation and speed deal right here, and have you guys learned a lot from speed?
We have learned a tremendous amount of things from speed. Just keeping weeds out of the day.
Oh.
How much that helps.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll have one weed, you'll turn around 3 days, and it'll be a tall as you.
Yeah. So, all right, I know. There was one growing up in a pepper plant I had, a careless weed. I thought it was a pepper plant. It wasn't.
I've been there.
It's careless weed. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. Anyway. I found some. I don't know what it's called, but it looks like a tomato plant, but it's not. It's just a big old weed. You have to have stuff as well. It's hard to get the name of it, but yeah, these weeds are terrible. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so, well, they, that's... The NRCS and the Oklahoma Conservation Commission are really coming a long way to help people with stuff like this, the high tunnels, and, you know, they're working on the geothermal deal going on here. That's going to be cool to follow.
I am so excited about that.
Yeah.
To be able to try to control the weather, I guess, as they say.
Right.
You know, it'll be a great deal to try to start a little earlier and go all the way through the winter. It's going to be great to see tomatoes going and have multiple tomatoes in there.
Right, and then, so the farmer's market in an area like Edmond, Oklahoma City is a whole different ballgame than it is out west, you know, because of population. You know, I'd like to grow cabbage and carrots and all this other stuff in my high tunnel, but my deal is I want to grow what I know people out there will buy, and tomatoes and peppers. Yeah, that's your, I mean, if you can grow with corn outside, because, you know, we got these people... not too far from here is these big sweet corn farms that over east of here, and hey, they're just such a high demand for sweet corn, but it's short-lived.
It's very short-lived. You got about 2 weeks, and after that, it's all right.
Yeah, they plowed under, and they, because I can't remember his name over here, east here by Shawnee. He told me as soon as that first kernel turns hard, he plows it under, and you're just sick because there's thousands of years of corn.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so what got you into farming?
I've been doing it my whole life with my grandfather in Muggy, Oklahoma, and he had a big, huge watermelon patch and purple hull peas, and he picked watermelons day in, day out, sold them on the roadside, big purple hull peas, sit on the porch all day.
Shelling
them and bagging them up and freezing for the winter and giving them a family, you know, stuff like that. So it's just been in my whole life.
Right.
You know, so I found the opportunity and I couldn't pass up. I had to come right back into
it. So what's your favorite watermelon to grow?
The baby dog. The little,
so what's the baby dog?
Those are the little small individual yellow meat.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar babies, I think they're called.
Sugar babies.
Yeah, sugar babies. Yeah, sugar babies.
I think you're right.
Yeah, sugar babies. Yes, I love them.
Has sugar in them anyway.
Yes, yes, yes. And individual, you can bust it open and eat it all by yourself.
That's cool. So what's your plans here? I know you got a lot of things going on here. You got a high tunnel. What are we going to do with this high tunnel? This is going to be part of your training area here, right, where the geothermal is?
Yes, sir. We're going to try to play off of what OSU wants to do because of the research, but we also want to make sure we have the tomatoes. We're going to do some citrus trees, some avocados, to see if we can get those to grow all year round and actually have a crop of, you know, hot weather stuff that will produce here.
Right. Right, because the, when he mentioned this to me, three months ago? Anyway, I've been waiting for this day, because it's really nothing complicated to do this geothermal. It's time. You got to dig a big old hole, and then, you know, there's still a lot of things to be decided where how big a fan you're going to use to draw for your circulation and stuff like that. Still a lot of that to be figured out, but just the thought of it is interesting. Just to continue growing.
Yes, it's great to have tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. Like I said, after Thanksgiving. You know, that'll be great.
The corn pie, homegrown tomatoes.
Hey,
and
go.
What else we got? Oh, yeah, don't forget the ham and turkey.
yep. You got to start to play it all together and put it all back in.
Anyway, that's cool. So how did Hona get started?
Basically with the need for the farmers. Just basically there was a huge need of education and I guess in charge of the gatekeepers holding on to the key and not opening the doors.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of the small farmers and beginning farmers. So there was a need for that, and basically just took the ball and went up the court.
Right.
And
you're waiting to dunk it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because I think you're a basketball player, aren't you? Yeah, I figured.
So it's just that need of education. Oklahoma is, you know, one of the lowest education. And, you know, you send somebody a big, long book that's like 40 pages and tell them to fill out this form, and they're looking at it, and they don't know what this word means or even to comprehend or how to fill out the paperwork.
Right.
You know, so we step in and help them fill out that kind of, you know, the paperwork and help them understand, you know, what this verb is. And so that's why I go to the conferences and stuff across the nation to try to learn as much as I can.
What's your favorite conference been so far? Don't worry, they're all listening.
I'll say, yeah, it's so many of them. The main ones are like the 2501, where they're basically talking about helping get farmers back into farming. Because a lot of people are getting away from it because it's so hard.
Hard. And plus, the average age of farmers is way up there now.
So trying to get some actual young people in is the main thing. And try to keep the farming community going. Because right now, the old fellas will be no better.
Listen to him. One basketball player to two old fellas. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and I'm sweating.
Well, me and you both.
He's going to have to come on my show regular because me and him can really get going pretty good. We'll call it the Laurel and Hardy deal. But then, anyway, so out of all the vegetables that you're part of out here now, tomatoes your favorite?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the black cherry is my favorite variety right now.
That's what Steve said earlier.
Yeah, I can just pop those in and go and burst and eat them. I haven't been filling them.
Well, I give mine away, my little ones. The big ones, ain't going to cost you. Ain't no freebies on the big ones.
Exactly.
We got too much water, water bills high on them big tomatoes.
Too much to look at them and all the hornworms and all that kind of stuff, man. They are bad.
So, speaking of insects, what have you noticed about the high column? With the insects?
I think it's cut back on some. But it also keeps them around.
Yeah.
Because I raise beds and I'm not actually turning my soil every year. So,
right.
Because the aphids is up in the ground.
Right.
So I have to fight that, you know, pretty regularly. But as far as everything else, I don't have the other stuff that I've seen people have as far as the beetles and all that kind of stuff. I just have that one.
Right. And I haven't. Oh, knock on some wood for me somewhere. I haven't had it. Oh, yeah, here's some right here. I haven't had any hornworms in the hoop house yet, the high tunnel. And blessed, I've had aphids. I've had nerps. And I've had, what else is it? I got spiders in there now, but I love spiders.
I love my spiders.
Yeah, I've got mine named.
Yeah, I go around mine. I'll see them when I go around and pick under them and all that kind of stuff. Like, then it helps me out.
Yeah, the big banana spiders, I call them. The big girls have moved in the last 2 weeks, and I don't go in there in the dark anymore. You walk in there, what is that, crawling on my face?
Exactly. Face full of webs.
So what do you got to tell everybody out there about how to get a hold of you guys if you want to get into this and get into some training? Because this is not just for urban. This is rural, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Anyone that's wanting to apply for the NRCS, you can get them and they'll kind of teach you our way. And then also you can check it on Facebook and on
Instagram. Right. And it's under, is it under Hona or is it actually Healthy?
You can catch Hona on Facebook as well.
Right. So you guys are going to be running under Focus Farms on Facebook?
Yes, sir.
And that's P-H-O-C-A-S. Did I get that right?
No,
I didn't do very good in spelling. That's why they moved me to the front of the class.
Well, I had to. My mom was teaching
stuff. Oh, yeah. My mom was the cafeteria cook.
Oh, okay.
That's what I focused on. Yeah, because I knew what I was having for supper every day when I ate lunch.
There you go.
Anyway, but anyway, I like your slogan on your card. It says, "Building bridges to healthy local food, one relationship at a time."
Yes, sir.
Come up with that?
No, sir. No, sir. I wish I did. Then I'd be the smart one.
Anyway, we got about a minute left here, and so you can actually, like he said, get it on. If anybody wants to know anything about it, I got his card here, and everybody knows how to get a hold of me, except when I'm in the field and my phone signal goes out. I lost all three phones at the same time. Something happened here in Edmond.
Yeah,
all three phones went down, so. It wasn't my dummy being a dummy. But anyway, what do you got to say about people wanting to grow vegetables, whether it's high dome or not?
Do it. Don't be afraid. Be patient. Sing to your plant. Love them.
I talk to mine every morning.
You know, don't be afraid to sit out there and sing to them and say something to them. Say, see, bye.
Yeah.
You know, plants are just like people. Everybody wants to be nice and be nice too. So I feel like that's the main thing. Like, they just never give up.
Never give up, right.
Start small and
some people are giving up. Some people are going from gardening to golfing. Do you know that guy?
I do know a guy like that. And I think he's leaving us tomorrow, I think, to go somewhere. But I'm hoping he'll stick around one more day.
Told you say you weren't seen. Oh, he didn't. He's all tight. I tell you guys, he's a little older than me.
Uh-oh.